Last couple of weeks we've been focused on the formal Issus Rabbanim Sheikh Rakam, which is the opening topic of Simen Kuf Yudalid. This formal Dins Rabbanim, Tanaim, maybe Amoraim, maybe a Minig of Amoraim, but Lamed Aleph from the days, that there is an Iser of Sheikh Rakam, and we explored what the parameters of this Iser are. In terms of this unique din, this unique kula, that it only applies in certain locations, it only applies to Beis HaAkum, not outside of the Beis HaAkum. We explored also a big issue in terms of to which drinks does it apply. What's called Sheikh HaAkum? Is Dafka the Rav Yah? It's only fruit beer, like the Amoraim in Bavel had, or does it apply to all beers, even our type of beer, maybe even applies to other types of drinks also, maybe med, and then we saw some Nachronim begin to talk about once these drinks were a reality, the early Achronim, the 1600s, Pri-Chadosh and others, and the Pesachei Teshuvah quite more conversation, how about coffee, and how about tea, and how about chocolate, which was a beverage before it was a food. Before it was a snack food. So that's a big conversation. So what I want to do now is sort of pivot forward. Wrap up one or two final dinim of Sheikh HaAkum, but we're already going to see they're not really about Sheikh HaAkum, although they come up in the context of Sheikh HaAkum, but to go beyond this formal narrow Isser of Sheikh HaAkum to explore what happens over the course of the rest of the Simen, which is other dinim of Mashkin Shal Akum. Sheikhar is an example. Again, Sheikhar, the Issur Rabbanim Sheikhar itself may include many drinks. But then there can be other issues that come up in beverages also, other kashrus issues in beverages. And this will take us, among other things, to the celebrated question of sherry casks, in case it actually matters, and in case at least it matters, Lahavnu Laharos, even if not Lishtos, hopefully not Lahishtaker. Okay, but we begin this exploration of going beyond the specifics of the formal Issur of Sheikh HaAkum, actually begins with two pieces of Gemara that are embedded within the Sheikh HaAkum sugya. One is a little piece of Gemara in the middle of Lamed Aleph and Beis, and then we'll look at a Gemara at the top of Lamed Beis and Aleph at the end of the sugya. So let's take a look. Here, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. After the initial discussion about how come Sheikh HaAkum is Aser, is it Chasnus, is it Giloy, the back and forth, and Rav Papar Vachai, who said it's only Aser in certain locations, but it's Mutter outside the Beis HaAkum, Mutter be Beis Yisrael. Then, right after that initial conversation ends, right after the Aleph of the Bach, smack in the middle of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Shmuel Bar Bisna Ikla Marguan. Shmuel, that Morishul Bar Bisna traveled to a location called Marguan. Not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Aisul Echama, they brought him wine. Velo Ashti, he didn't want to drink it. Aisul Echichra, they brought him beer. Velo Ashti, didn't drink that either. So Gemara wants to know, what was going on? Gemara says, we want to understand Maisa Rav. We have to understand what was driving the Amor of Shmuel Bar Bisna's unwillingness. We understand they want to drink the wine, a concern of the wine. Shimtza. Chashad Rashi says, V'yayin Nesach. I wasn't sure if the wine is kosher. Okay, but most wine is treif. But what's the problem with Shechra? Shechra M'shamai. I said, M'shum Shimtza the Shimtza. Because of a chashad of a chashad. What does that mean? So Rashi says, G'zeira Shechra Atu Chamram. Can't even drink the beer, Xeri may come to drink the wine. What does this mean? Where is this happening? This the Beis HaAkum, not Beis HaAkum? Doesn't sound like it. Isule, they brought to him. It sounds sort of like he's in his own location. Particularly, you remember Tosis had pointed out that when a Jew was on the road, so wherever he's lodging, if the only place in town to lodge is going to be in a Nachri's lodging house, a Nachri-owned inn, so the Jew's location in that inn is considered temporarily the Beis Yisrael, his embassy. So what's the issue?
I don't know. I would think that just from the way it's worded, I would think he's a guest somewhere and they brought it to him.
So it could be they brought it to him. It could be they brought it to him and therefore?
I didn't go any farther.
Okay, okay. So the question also...
It's Israel, no, it's not.
And the other question you have to ask, and then you come back to Ari Sa'ara about Rashi, is... we just spent 10 lines, 15, 20 lines, developing B'tnei Ma'as, R'sheikh HaShalakim. And Rav Papa, and Rav Achai, Sheikh HaShalakim, Giloi, Chasnos, B'beis HaShalakim, Shlom B'beis HaShalakim. And then we start, oh, you should know the Sheikh HaShalakim. Why Shimsa the Shimsa, Gzeir to Yayin? As though we discovered America. We've already been talking about Sheikh HaShalakim. Why we have to start from scratch? Something's funny. Yeah. So Rashi says, as Harav Kurtz points out, Rashi says, well, Marguan Yisrael Chashudim Hayu. These were Jews who were suspect. Their halachic observance was suspect. They were not careful to avoid Nachri wine. They were not careful about the kashas of the wine. Maybe they were careful about the kashas of the meat. Maybe they were careful of the kashas of the cheese, but they were not careful of kashas of the wine. They were comfortable drinking non-Jewish wine. They were played fast and loose with the Iser of Yenap. Oh. What's Rashi's point and where is he going? So the Rashba, says, aha, I'll tell you what's going on here. The Rashba says in this one half a page in Bali, in Torah Sabai, is dedicated to Sheikh HaRakim. See, he says, in a place where Yisrael are chashudim al hayayin, you can't even drink their Sheikhar. In other words, even Shalom b'veis ha'akum. Normally there's an Israel bottom Sheikh HaRakim. Sheikh HaRakim is separate Isser, Mishum Chasus, and so only Asser, where? Beveis HaRakim. However, and this is the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch, take a look here in Simin Kuf Yudal, it's a Beis, the Malkum Shisrael, Nogim Kul, B'yayin Sheikh HaRakim, Afa Sheikh HaRakim. Sheikh is normally Asser, Beveis HaRakim, but Sheikh is fully Asser, in an area where Jews play fast and loose with Yenap. And that's based on the Rashba's reading, Rashi's reading really, is Rashi and the Rashba reading this Gemara. You see the little letter Hey on Siv Beis takes you to the Be'er HaGolah. It tells you, Sham B'Shem HaRashba B'Taras HaVayis Mihadrav Shmuel B'Bisnesham. There you go. The tour quote, the true tour and shachar quote from the Rashba, that's how he read this Gemara. And then all the pieces fall into place. Now we understand why Rashi is stressing the Yisrael Chashudim. What does that mean? And now we understand why it's as though we've rediscovered Sheikh HaRakim. Because this is really a separate Isser. This isn't really Sheikh HaRakim. This is an extension of Yena. This is a separate issue. Now it's intriguing that the Rashba himself goes on to say, well, he says, well, he quotes this Gemara. Efshar dafil haladamaser. Maybe this is asur for anyone, for every person, in a case where the Jews are chashudim on yayin. De'ilaha, because if not for this, if we don't forbid the sheikhar, asur lemishtim yayinah, you're going to end up drinking the wine, ukechad gzeire, it's a single gzeire, but totally zayin. What's the Rashba saying? That's a big mouthful. It's like four ideas in one sentence. Number one, he's pointing out, subtly, we're not sure how to read the Gemara. Efshar dafilucha adam aser. Maybe it's aser for everyone, as opposed to only being aser, as the Prisha Bamatur explains, The other option is maybe it's only, this is a chumra of Shmuel bar Bisna. He didn't want to drink, and he explained Shimsa to Shimsa. That was like his personal chumra. He's a big tzaddik, so he wanted to be machmer. Or this is like standard Shulchan Aruch, this is what you mechuyev to do. So the Rashba is raising that as a question. By saying it might be also for everyone, he's implying it's also possible it's a chumra. Okay. Shulchan Aruch is accepting the Rashba's suffix. Another thing points to one point the Rashba is raising very subtly, with incredible economy of language, is a suffix how to read the Gemara. Suffix in Pirush HaGemara. Another point that the Rashba is raising very subtly, he's, without saying Akasha, he's giving a teretz to imply Akasha. He's, oh, it's Kechad Gzeira, because if you allow the guy to drink the beer, end up drinking the wine also. Kechad Gzeira is a teretz to, isn't this Gzeira? How could you tell me, oh, well, don't drink the wine because of this, and drink the beer because you come to the wine. Isn't that Gzeira? The whole Stam Yenim is on Jabbat. So you tell me, don't drink the Sheikh because you come to drink the wine. Gzeira. Which, by the way, would feed into saying, oh, it was his chumra. It's not a formal din rabbi. It was his chumra. Okay, see, he had a personal midas chasiris. But the Rashba is implying, if I'm going to argue that this is really a normative din, what happened to Gzeira Lugzeira? So the Rashba incredibly efficiently says, it could be is a real din rabbi. I Gzeira Lugzeira, no, ilahalo kaima. If there's a real concern that if you don't have the sheikha falls away, then the wine falls away. So that's basically one Gzeira. It's all built in. They don't want you, b'shem chasnas, we don't allow you to drink the wine, or anything that's going to lead you straight to drinking the wine. So he's already, there's a lot of layers here.
What's the connection between sheker yayin, the alcohol, or the ambiance of when, how you do it? Like, what is the connection?
Why are people likely to equate them?
Correct. Why is there gzeratu, based on what? I mean, is there both alcoholic beverages, so therefore maybe? Is it like you generally drink in the same setting, alcohol and wine? Like why? I mean, whatever beer and wine. Like why would you equate the two?
It could be. It could be these are the two common alcoholic beverages. I'm not sure. Maybe in the common mind. Again, it doesn't have to be a halachic category. It's a question, as you're saying, it's a question of sort of popular conception. Why do one lead to the other? It could be. Maybe people thought of them as they basically go together. Now, obviously, the Rashba is raising a third level. In addition to a suffix and pirush of the Gemara and a kasha, gzeira l'gzeira, he's also obviously raising a shayla halacha. Is it mutter? Is it not mutter? And there's a fourth angle also in the Rashba. Which the Prisha on the bottom of the tour points out when he discusses this Rashba, is that what's interesting is we're only quoting from Rashba. If you look in the Rif, you look in the Rambam, you look in the Rash, they don't quote this Gemara. This snippet of Shmuel bar Bisna, it disappears.
So it sounds like it's a Midas Chasidus.
Yeah, so that's probably, as Prisha says, the argument to say it's a Midas Chasidus is from the Rif, the Rash, and the Rambam, it seems like they're not quoting Halacha. That was his Midas Chasidus. Okay, so it's a meaningful Midas Chasidus. Okay, it's not silly. It's a meaningful Midas Chasidus. That's not a din drabban either. That might also help to understand. So if you say, yeah, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, they all assert the Midas Chasidus, but the Rashba say, you know what, maybe it's not Midas Chasidus, and the Rashba is landing in Shulchan Aruch. And this is interesting, just to close up this piece of Gemara, this intriguing Ritva. I'm not fully sure what to do with it, but maybe let's think about it together. The Ritva on the Gemara, I didn't find Poskim, I don't think it's very Poskim recorded. The Ritva said, we open a Ritva on the Gemara, and what does he say? He says, I don't know, Rashi said Yisrael Chashutim. What do you need that for? Ain't Sorech. Who needs to say Yisrael Chashutim? The Goyim. They were Nachrim. The Nachrim brought him the drink. To say, oh, the Nachar brought the drink. So he's, if a Nachar gives you a bottle of wine, that's Yenakim. Pashut. Okay, that's what the Ritva says. Very short. And very nonchalant. And he's like, ain't sorry. I'm not sure why Rashi needed to need to bring in this new kimta of Yisrach Hashem. What do I mean? Nachar. Now, what's surprising about that? It's not right. In other words, the Rashba is saying, and he's drawing from Rashi, Yisrael Chashuda means we're not talking about a standard case of Yayin or Shecher. We're talking about a specific subcase, B'makom She Yisrael Chashudim. It's not just that this particular fellow who hands it to me, he is a Chashud, but the way the Rashba reads it is that B'makom She Chashudim, you can't trust him. B'makom She Chashudim, you got to be careful. But according to Ritva, we just took out the Holy Yisrael Chashudim. So what's the Gemara saying? Stop. If a Nachri hands you wine, you can't drink it. Okay. If a Nachri hands you beer, you can't drink it. Where? So maybe we may have to come back to what David was saying. Maybe Taka Isilei means it wasn't the base of Yisrael. Isilei means he was sitting at the table with the Nachri handed him a bottle. Maybe. Or else how do you make sense of it? How do you make sense of it? It's a little bit difficult. So what was Rosh Hashanah business concern? Manashach. Was it a Beis HaAkum? So we know that Shecher is Asa Beis HaAkum. Well, you have to tell me Shimtza to Shimtza. We said Chasnas. I mean, Yain is also Rishon Chasnas, so it's an extension. That's what we say. Unless maybe the solution is the Ritva maybe was following the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, in the sense that this is a Midas Chassidus. So one way of saying a Midas Chassidus, what the Rashba is thinking, Allah Rashi, Midas Chassidus means that b'makom that Yisrael are Chashudim, the Midas Chassidus not to drink Sheikhar, Akam, Yivin, Shlomo, Isaac. He says Ritva is a bigger Midas Chassidus. Well, Shmuel Rabbisten was personally machmer never to drink Sheikhar, Akam. Rav Papa will only avoid Shecher Akum in Bebeis HaNachri. The Gemara said, Rav Achai, he already had a Harchaki, he had a Chumrah, and it wasn't enough to walk out of the Beis HaAkum, he was only drinking in his own home, more Harchaka, literally, by the way, Harchaka, farther away, but obviously conceptually more Harchaka. So if maybe what the Ritva is saying, and Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna, it's Mamash, it's continuation of the Gemara. Rav Achai was already machmir, add more space, you can't, he was machmir, he wouldn't even drink in a neutral location, only the base atzmo. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna didn't, he was even more machmir, he didn't drink Shecher Akum at all. Mis Chassidus, okay, so that, we understand, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, don't quote that. That was his personal chumra. So you should know it's a meaningful chumra. That's a meaningful chumra. If a Jew, a tzaddik, wants the machmir not to drink Shecher Akum at all, you greatly get the impression of Rav Achai that there are meaningful chumras in terms of extending the Isser of Shecher Akum. Shmuel Bar Bisna is going all the way. I think that's the way to make sense of the Ritva. I think. Otherwise, it's hard to know. So again, what do we have? Let's just encapsulate. After the discussion of normative Shecher Akum, we have this somewhat mysterious Gemara of Shmuel Bar Bisna not wanting to drink Shecher because of Shimsa de Shimsa, an extension of Yayin. What does that mean? So let's do this in reverse order. The Ritva understands they were just talking about there was a Nachri who handed him standard Yayin Akum, standard Shecher Akum. So it sounds like he was Machmir. Not to drink Shecher Akum at all. Okay. And again, as the Prisha said, look, the big three, Rif, Rambam, Rosh, don't quote this Gemara, it sounds like it means Chassidus. The Rashba raises the question, implies, Yesh Layein, maybe it means Chassidus, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's a Mikra Din. Why would it be a problem Mikra Din? Because it's Allah Rashi, specifically, B'makom She Yisrael, Noagim Kula, place where the Jews are Mezalzel. I mean, it's a Yayin, so then maybe either a Chumra or Maker Adin, we have to be more careful with the Shecher Akum also. And then the Taz says, Halacha Lamaisa. The Taz says, this is one second. He quotes the Marshal, contemporary of Shulchan Aruch. So what does that mean for us? Shulchan Aruch Lomai Acharei Kachlos Hakol. Right? There are two ways to read the Gemara, to talk, like the Ritva is talking about the just regular Yein Akum Sheikh Akum, or like Rashi talking about the Yisrael Chashudim. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like Rashi, Yisrael Chashudim. Is this just the Chumrah Zim Mikra Adim? The Rashba is Mistabek over that. Shulchan Aruch quotes it, Mikra Adim. So Lomaisa, in a place where Yisrael Chashudim, you're not allowed to drink Sheikh Akum at all. So what does that mean for us? About failing to sustain our rabbi, most Jews bismanazah drink sheikh rakam, yein akum. Most Jews bismanazah unfortunately don't keep halacha generally. So what does that mean? That means commercial beer all went out the window. Sheikh rakam is always asif. It has to be Jewish. Has to be Jewish manufactured beer. Any beer? How do you give a hashkacha to any beer unless it comes from a Jewish factory? Sheikh Rakam was Oster. Sif Aleph, we said, oh, Sheikh Rakam is only Oster Rebbe's Rakam. So don't drink the Sheikh Rakam in the Rachman Tzlan, in the pub, in the bar. You bring it home, not a Sheikh Rakam. Then you get to Sif Beis. So there's Machlokas, 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 but Shulchan Aruch is Machmer. Then the Bakum is Yishol Chashudim, it's also Mekadim, like the Rajba's take. So all Sheikh is Aser Mazan, unless it's a Nakabi. Really? Wow. So you could have said, okay, but the Prisha says the Ritva, the Rambam, and the Rosh think it's means Chasidus, but Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. The Ritva says it's from a Nachri, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. So what are you going to do? That maybe the Chanami, okay. Maybe Kedai to be Nizer not to drink beer. The Marashal, the Bach, already quotes the Marashal, the Shach just says, Shach is very brief here, Taz is very lengthy. The Shach on Sif Beis says very briefly, Shach is Sif Katan Dalet. Sheikh Shal Yisrael, Aser Gzeira Atu Yain Shalan, is Ayin Prisha Ubach. A whole very quick Shach. Doesn't say what the Prisha Bach said. You look in the Taz, he already quotes, and the Bach had quoted from Marshal. Shach Taz and Simkat and Gimel, Kostav Marshal. Nearly Dafka Makam Shemekilim Kama. The whole concern, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Rashbah, the Chumrah is only when Jews are Mekel. But Ha'ida nowadays, Ask Nasi Bektas Makomos Ba'avonosein Arab Heter Gamur, then there's no problem. You just have to follow the regular rules, you can't drink the Sheikh Hakim Beisakim. What does that mean? If we're Mekel, then we're Machmer. But if it's Heter Gomer, then we're Mekel. Well, what just happened? So Tassis, let me explain. The Bach requests Marshal. Tassis, let me explain. My father-in-law, the Bach, quoted this, and Tassis, let me tell you what it means. Beir Dvarav. The Davka Makam Sheyodim Sheish Yisubiyein Shalakam, but Nogim Bokula. In a case that they know, they should know better. Religious Jews, learned Jews, and they know this, they keep kashrus, they know this is a gain outcome, and they're mezalzel. Look, unfortunately, throughout Jewish history, it's been the case, different communities have their own blind spots. Different communities, different cultures, different centuries, right? That somehow a blind spot, you think it's only chumrah. No, it's really mikra din. Whatever is b'ram chaver, b'ram lamakom, about mixed dancing, about Shein and taxes, whatever it is. Chaim Soloveitchik points out that in the tkufa of in medieval Ashkenaz, in the tkufa of the Bayatosos, there were wide swaths of otherwise religious Balabatim who did not wear tefillin. The rabbi wears tefillin. I'm Balabas, I don't wear tefillin. You look at that, like, what on earth are you talking about? But that was, they said, like, the tefillin's the meanest chassidus. The rabbi wears tefillin. The rabbi in town was, the Bayatosos. But his 20 Balatim, in certain parts of medieval Ashkenaz, they were under the misimpression that, Tfilin is Midas Chasidus. Some people think that paying taxes is Midas Chasidus. Some people think that avoiding mixed women is Midas Chasidus. Okay? So, sadly, different communities and different locales and different places, different eras, have had these blind spots where they misunderstood an area of normative halacha as Midas Chasidus. I don't have to keep them. So the Taz says that's Marshal saying. If you live in a community where they know there's something called Yenak, with the guy, well, what's he saying exactly? Is that what he's talking about? He says, they know, Yodim Sheish is, what's the Shulchan Aruch saying? This Chumra that the Rav, Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Rashba, based on the Gemara just read, they know there's a Yein Akum. But no Gimbo Kula, they take liberties, they're Mezalzel. So there, Asu Chacham Hekera. That's where there's this added din, again, according to Rashba, it's a real din, Asu Chacham Hekera, then you can't drink any Shecher because of the Chamra. Sheyargishu Sheakil Od. Because we have to reinforce, no, Yein Akum is a really Nikra Din. People here think that Yein Akum is just a Chumra, that they take liberties. No, you have to reinforce. Rabbi said, you clap off and tish, Yein Akum is Asr. How do we reinforce that? By saying, don't even drink Sheikhar yet. Until we rebalance. He says, but what was the Marshal saying? The Tazak is Baba Mukavo. The Komush and Ogun Heter Gamur. Heim Svur and Shein Kan Isr Klau. They don't even know what. There's no awareness whatsoever. It's not on their radar. Head to Gomu Benayim. So then, what are you going to make a Gzera for? So, Lechora, certainly, the fact that tragically most Jews don't keep wide swaths of halacha, and most Jews are Jewishly unlettered, that doesn't catalyze Sivbeis. Nebuch, they're not familiar with halacha, not with halachic practice. So the way the Taz understands the Marshal, number one, we understand the Marshal well now, is in a place where they're Mekel, we're Machmer. Place we don't know, then we're Mekel. What does he mean? He meant, if there's a Hakar, they know, they're familiar with the concept of Yein Akum, but they're taking liberties. So then, that's when you have this new Gzeira, don't even drink the Sheikha. Don't drink Sheikha Akum, even the Beis Yisrael. But they Pasha don't know. Either they never heard of Yein Akum, or more so, they don't keep halach in general. So they're not Babachesh, but that's not going to drive this day. If you live in a community where they turn a blind, they know halacha, but they've convinced themselves that Yein Akum is a chumra, that's when you have this special day. Apparently that was an issue. In Marguan, and probably in other cases also, it's common enough that there was most of the shlichas, Bazur Eban. Okay. So that's a this din al pipashas doesn't apply to us. The fact that sadly most Jews in America don't keep Yein Akum, they also don't keep Basar B'Challav or Hilchos Shabbos. That's not relevant. But if you have a community where Yein Akum is the blind spot of an otherwise halachically observant crowd, so then Taki have this din that the Shulchan Aruch says based on Rashba, it's really Nikra din, not a chumra. Okay. So that's one interesting extension of Yein Akum. It's a case of Sheikhar Akum. It's a case where Sheikhar is Asr, but it's not really the din of Sheikhar Akum. And at some post point, that this really could have been quoted later in the Kuf Lamed in Hilchas Yein Akum. This is really an extension of Yein Akum, but practically it was Asr or Sheikhar. Okay. Nerikam, so this is sort of like an interesting sidebar. Now let's come to the other Gemara that's embedded here, and this has much broader impact.
Is halacha based going on someone who makes his own brewery in his basement versus a mass-produced brewery? Like, putting all the Gemaras together, like, is like that talking about the person who has his, like, homemade brew?
A non-Jew.
Obviously a non-Jew, because if it's a good Jew, it's not a problem. Yeah. Like, is this talking about, like, that's the problem that, like, then, or is it talking about the, like, commercial brewery?
I don't know that we have a heter of halter. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Should we have it? We discussed by past maybe the heter of halter. Should we say heter of halter by Sheikha also? I don't know that anyone raises that. Lahakal. Now let's take a look. I should mention just what, you know, in terms of this discussion of Bayes, there is also a little bit of a lack of clarity. How far would it go? The Shach makes it seem like even Sheikha Yisrael would be also in that community. You can't drink beer or wine. In a community where Jews are Mezalzel and Yein Akum, all wine and beer is also. It sounds like even Sheikha Yisrael, perhaps, that's what the Shach means. Okay, so you'll bear that in mind. If you find a community where they're Mezalzel and Yein Akum.
But they use for Kiddush.
Challah.
More than that, right? It sounds like you can't even drink their wine.
Right.
You can't drink their wine, for sure. You can't drink their beer. And if by the, I don't know, would we say, you know, that those days we showed we dealt with last time, does that mean all of their beverages are just drink water? No coffee, no tea. No, I'm not sure how far you would go. Okay, it's interesting. Interesting. But that again, this first extension of Sheikh Rakam, the Siv Beis, is more like a Chikava Din. Again, especially with this Marshal, it really has very, very limited. It only applies in the following limited circumstances, specific social circumstances, a community where they have a zilzal, they have a blind spot for Yenak. Okay. But now let's take a look at something of much greater.
That's not a practical thing. It's more like, what is it, like a class or like a. Because we're people that are aware of the halacha but choose to ignore
and,
it.
And then, according to the Rajba, Chazal made a gzeir
rabba. But because on a practical level, if a person doesn't know that it's us, you still have the chashash that, you know, maybe they're.
Right, I can't drink their wine. That's not sure. Nudin. Can't drink their wine because they're mazal. They're not neman. And then they be slapped on. Don't even drink their sheikha.
It's not a class to them,
right?
But unless they don't know.
Yeah, but that's why this Frum Bar Bisna. He was a fully observant Jew who showed up in this community where there were mazalzal, so he had to.
But Marshal saying that wasn't Margon was where the mazal, but in a case where
they pasha don't know,
no idea.
Right.
So then, is that what we're saying? There's not, you know, still.
Oh, you're right. I can't drink their wine if they don't know. But we're not going to tell them you shouldn't be drinking beer. But in a place with them as also, you're right. That's just wrong. Meshul Rabusta would have gotten up and said, Rabbi, say, you should not be drinking beer. What are you doing? You shouldn't be drinking this wine, and therefore you shouldn't drink the beer. It's a wild. If you say like the Rashba against what the Prisha pointed out as the Pasha Pshat of the Rishonim, if you say it's a real Gzeir Rabbah and not just his personal Midas Chasidus, yeah, it is. It's a remarkable thing. Okay, but now I want to shift from that to something that really has much broader implications. And that is, it starts from the last, it's really top of Lam Beis, and I'll start from the last three words, Lam Alpha Beis. Armor of Yosef. Haichala de Shikra de Arma. If I have. It sounds like vinegar made from Sheikh Rakam. Interesting. Beer vinegar. So it sounds like beer vinegar. Also, you know, it's forbidden to use it. What's wrong? Sheikh Rakam itself is only Aser Bebeis Hakam, but I could drink the Sheikh Rakam I own of. If you have vinegar made from Sheikh Rakam, beer vinegar, that's. Aser Lagami, what's wrong? Demarvi Beidur Diya Diyay Nesach. It's not an issue of Sheikh Harakam. It's an issue of Yayin. Because when they make when the non-Jews turn beer into vinegar, they'll often mix in some of the dregs, I think it is, the shmarim, of wine. And that's probably what helped to drive the transition from beer to vinegar. They would add some wine extract, they add some wine dregs. The non-Jews' wine dregs are a Yenakim problem. And then Rav Ashi says, aha, if that's the issue, so me'otzer, if you have a large barrel that was meant for long-term storage of the vinegar, then it's not an issue. Why? Kevin Demarvi be Mr. Sari. Because in that case, if they would mix in some of the shimre yayin, some of the wine dregs, it wouldn't last for a long time. So if it's a little bottle of beer vinegar, so there's a concern it may contain a trace of ingredient. Concern there may be a wine additive. Oh, that's what Rav Yosef said. Rav Ashi said, but if it's a barrel that was meant for long-term storage, we're not worried that they've mixed in any wine, and therefore that is not an issue. That idea that Rav Ashi had, and when we're looking at a concern of a possible trefa additive, a wine additive, we might distinguish between the little bottles and the big barrels. So that already came up earlier, I mean later in the Masechta, but chronologically earlier. We had come across this already in a different context. On Lamed. A mem on the basics, excuse me. A mem on the basics. And the Mishnah Lamatesna days, the third of the three Mishnayas, the one that had all the things that you can get from Menachah that you can eat, things you get from Menachah that don't require Hashkacha, in other words, either the milk has Hashkacha, or things you can buy from Menachah that don't need Hashkacha. So one of them was the Chagavim. You buy, if you're buying grasshoppers from the Nachri, so again, you have to check to make sure that they're the kosher species, but that's, you can figure out based on observation. I don't know what to do, but the same way you check a fish for a scale, so the Gemara has simanim to know that this kosher chagav. So you look at the way the joints and this and the wings, right? So you see it's a kosher chagav. So you're allowed to buy the chagav from the Nachri. So if they're raw, for sure. But how about if they're already barreled? They're already canned. So the Mishnah had said depends. If they're from the Salula, it's Aser. But from the Heftek, then it's a Mutter. If it's a little, open basket that the Nachri has in the grocery, that's a problem. But if you're getting it from the big barrel cured chagavim, that's mutter. So the Gemara, what's the difference? So the Gemara explains here in the middle of the narrow lines in Amem and Beis, right after this Tudas chagavim abayim. The Gemara explains it's true for chagavim, it's true for some capers as well and other things. Certain items, if they're coming from the otzer or the heftik or the svina, they're mutter. Not a problem from the big vats. But from the little containers at the Lefnei Achenveni, you have in the grocery store, in the general store, then in the bodega, the Nachri has a container from which he's selling, a very vendable grasshoppers. That's a problem. Why? Because we're worried about him. There he may pour in the wine. But if it's long term, they don't put wine. Well, we know that they don't put wine in the large vats, in the large barrels. But if it's something that's being sold relatively quickly, it doesn't have to last for so long, then there's a concern that wine may have been mixed in. And so the Gemara says, the Braisa adds, the Mishnah had only spoken about Chagav, and the Braisa talks about the Yein Tapuchim as well, apple cider. So are you worried about that they may have mixed some wine to the apple cider? It depends. If it's from the big barrel, we know they're mixing wine because it would ruin the apple cider. But if it's a little bottle, so then it's not supposed to last for so long, then there's a concern of mixing in wine. So that's what's going on here as well. Rav Ashi is saying the same is true for the beer vinegar. And then Tosa says, top Tosa la beza v'elf, hilkos ha'alizar b'sheicher dvash, shekarin med. When you get honey beer, med, so then you got to check, you have to figure out, are they putting in any shimrei yayin? L'hamid maher, if you add some wine dregs, You can accelerate the fermentation process. Yesh v'komosh also came. In certain communities, in certain areas, that's common recipe. Other ways not. If it is, then vadai hu aser. Then it is definitely aser. So that comes up in if. That comes up in Sif Zalat. Kalelu amashkim, all these drinks we were talking about, the yain tapuchim, the yain rimonim, the sheikhar, the chayna chomet shal sheikhar, what the Gemara talks about here, lamin beis, beer vinegar, asa leknosim mehem, im demeim yakar midemei hayayim. How are you going to know if there's a concern that wine may have been mixed in? So this already comes to the Rishonim. This already comes from Rishonim. That you gotta look at the relative cost. You gotta look at the relative cost. If wine is less expensive than these other liquids, then there's more of a concern that they may have adulterated it with wine. Because they may be, if the wine is cheaper, they might use the wine as a filler. Demei Nikarim. Then you're worried. And then the Shach says, or not just a question of price, who would fill yayin biyoker, even if wine is more expensive, If there's a culinary reason why adding some wine makes it better, like for instance, adding wine may accelerate the fermentation, or adding wine may add flavor. These cases where there's a concern, mazalif yain alayhen, so then you gotta be worried. Unless there's shishim levatlo, the Ramah says. Oh, and then the Shulchan goes on to say, but if it's, that's only when it's a small amount, it's in the grocery store. But if it's a big barrel, then there's no concern. The chance of them mixing wine is very, very slim. Overwhelming rove that there's no wine added. Okay? So that's based on these gemaras that we're looking at. So you have to figure out, and what you're already seeing is, you have to figure out, is, look at all the facts. You have to know the industry. Is there a concern of trade for additives? You have to look at the price issues. You have to look at the recipes. You got to, again, that's what Tosa says. You got to, that's what Gemara says. You have to look at all the factors. You have to know enough about how the industry operates to figure out, is there a real concern that there may be a trade for ingredient? In that case, you can't buy the hashgacha. But if we're relatively certain, being what we know about how the industry operates, that there's this item, they don't mix the trade for ingredients in. Okay? So then it remains something that you're allowed to have. And then the Ramah adds 2 points. These are really important. Ramah says, Afa Pishregim Lasas Ayoros Akelim Beshuman Chazir. Even though we just said, oh, if they take it from the big barrel, I mean, that's what the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah Gemara said, take them from the big barrels is fine, we're not worried about the admixture of wine. Either Ramah says, but big barrels may have been smeared with shuman chazir, with lard. Ein lachush tahavi nesinas tam lefgam. Number one is the lard is nosin tam lefgam to these drinks. It's going to be a net negative. And plus, it's a batel b'shishim. So that's not a problem. Even if we know that they treat the barrels with a small amount of lard, probably to hold it together or to make it waterproof, whatever it is. Yeah, but numbers, a tiny, tiny amount is batel b'shishim. We're not allowed to mix it in. But that's not our choice. The Nachri is doing the trucking. He may have smeared the inside of the barrel before he used it with a drop of lard to make it waterproof, whatever. A, it's batel b'shishim. B, it's no satam of gam. The drink that he's storing in it, the apple cider or the beer, it doesn't taste better because of that drop of lard. It probably does, no difference taste at all because it's batel b'shishim. But to the extent that it does give taste, it makes it worse. Why is he doing it? Because he needs to make his barrel waterproof, because he needs to treat his barrel. But it's not a net positive in terms of the flavor. Oh. So two important svaras. This takes us back to the core Yeridea discussions about Zbachal. Bittul b'shishim is one way for to be bittul. Another way is it's nosin tam l'fgam.
Where does the Ramah get this concept from? The Gemara doesn't bring that up at all.
It talks about mamashas, right? The Gemara is talking about their diet. It's like the actual...
But the Gemara, like I said, like if they put this little bit of something that made it into vinegar, the wine stuff, like that's a bottle, but if you have a big vat of beer and you have a little dregs
that's
of...
That's a good question. That's a good question. The
Gemara doesn't say, if it's bottle shishim, then don't worry about it.
Well, no, but it could be that the Gemara is only concerned that I don't know how they made their beer vinegar. So number one, it could be that the concern was they're actually adding 2%, 3% shimra yain, A. B, an exception to the din of bittul b'shishim is davar hamamid. That's Gemara's in Beitza a few places. So if you add an ingredient, and it goes back really to the psukim and Parshas Bo, you're adding yeast. Yeast is unusually significant. Even though very often the amount of yeast you use maybe batel shishim, but yeast won't be bottle. If a tray for yeast, it's not going to be bottle because it made it profoundly impacted the texture or otherwise the quality of the item. It fermented it. It solidified it. Something like that. A davar hamamid is not bottle.
So that's not an osin tam lefgam. concern.
Well,
as I know,
number one, it's probably not knows Nam Vagam, and number two, right. Yes, if this is something accelerant, a fermentation accelerant is probably Davar HaMamed. But the lard that the Nachri is smearing on the inside of his barrel before he fills it with cider, that's not Davar HaMamed. That's not meant to change the apple cider. That's if you like pud, it's literally maybe ma'amid the barrel. But it maybe it's holds the barrel together. But that
is it also mamashis at that point, or is it Leos?
It's gonna be a teruvus. It's gonna be a teruvus. So and then one more point, and then we're ready to talk about the celebrated edition. I'm gonna go down to say, aha, we're not worried about, we don't have to be worried about a small amount of shmir in the barrel. You also don't have to worry that maybe they're taking the cider, they're taking the med out of these barrels. So, okay, you're not worried that they added wine in. That's not what they do when they have large scale barrels. But maybe the barrel itself was previously used for wine. Nah, not worried about that. Not worried about that.
Why?
Ayein siman kuf lamed zayin. Why? Taka, why not? So the this line of the Ramah is based on Darkei Moshe, who sent you to Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, and the Be'er Agra, excuse me, here also sends you to. To Lam and Gimel on days, where the Gemara says that Kankanin Shel Yayin, there's a discussion about it. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that you're allowed no problem of storing the beer in wine, otherwise kosher beer, but otherwise kosher beer, not a problem if it was stored in wine barrels. Sherry casks for the beer. So I say, Gemara says mutter. The Gemara says mutter. Why? Tapi Pashas, because it's the reason why it's mutter. Is because it's no sin tam of gam. The Darkei Moshe is quoted from Mordechai. Right, the Darkei Moshe is quoted from Mordechai. It's a Mordechai and tough your test. They seem to understand, that it's a no sin tam of gam. Right? The wine isn't helping the beer. The wine's not making the beer better. Okay, but this is the barrels that we have, so that's where they're going to toss the beer. So that's not an issue.
Or Bittul B'Shishim.
Okay, maybe that as well. Maybe also Bittul B'Shishim. So this raises the issue, or seems to not raise the issue, of sherry cask whiskey. So the background of sherry cask whiskey, sherry is a type of, is an anglicization of Jerez wine that comes from a particular area in Spain. They would say for centuries they were shipping the Spanish wine to England in barrels, and then the distillers would take, after the barrels were emptied, they would reuse those barrels, those sherry casks, to create scotch. The reason why you would recycle, there's wood, plenty of trees in England also, that's why England ruled the seas, because they had the lumber to create the imposing navy. So why they need to recycle the sherry casks from Spain for the whiskey, for the scotch? The answer is that scotch will be ruined by raw wood. I think it's the tannins in the wood. If the wood is mellowed, then the wood will, fresh wood will ruin whiskey. So you dafka want to use pre-used wood. And that way, all the wine apparently is not negatively impacted by the wood, and the wine already took care of the wood. Now the wood's been mellowed by the wine, so now it's safe to use for the whiskey. You could use other wood that's been used for other beverages, but apparently there's also this impression that it's going to enhance the taste. That's the sherry. The little bit of sherry flavor does something positive for the whiskey. So where does that leave us? So it's true on the one hand. It's true on the one hand, but the Ramah says we're not worried. You're allowed to put it based on the Ramah, based on the Mordechai Tatov Yotes, based on the Gemara Lamed Gimel and Beis, that Maskana seems to be there's nothing wrong with having the beer in the wine casks. However, that appears to be because of the assumption that whatever little flavor of the wine is there is going to be no Saint Tom Lefkam. Moreover, it may be it's mutter because it's batel b'shisha. So let's address both of those issues. Number one, no Saint Tom Lefkam. Number two, bitol b'shishim.
If it's for flavor, then none of those two.
So number one, it may be practically the case that it's not no Saint Tom Lefkam when it comes to scotch. It may be beer with a little bit of Tom Yang added is a net negative, but scotch with a little bit of Tom Sherry added is a net positive. After all, the scotch companies seem to see that they sort of present it as the fact that the sherry cask, they advertise that. If it was no Saint Tom Lefkam, they would not be advertising that we had to use sherry casks because we couldn't use raw wood. And there are. There is plenty of scotch that's not sherry cask. They're not using raw wood. They're using casks that were used instead for bourbon or for some other beverage. It was already mellowed with some other beverage rather than with sherry. So it seems there is some ongoing discussion in the world of scotch drinkers. Is it a din of the yin or is it a din of the wood? Is it that the sherry itself is actually enhancing the scotch, or is it just that the sherry is mellowing the wood and the sherry is moderating? To what extent do you want the oak to impact, but you don't want the oak to impact the wrong way, so the sherry is just blocking, the sherry is just modulating the wood. That's been an ongoing conversation in scotch drinking circles, but there's a lot of indication that the sherry is itself enhancing the scotch. So if that's the case, then the Gemara and Lama Gimel and Beis with this Ramah is irrelevant. It may be true that it's a no Saint Tom Lefkam in beer, but it's not no Saint Tom Lefkam in sherry. A. B, to the extent that the reason why the Ramah says that the sherry casks don't make the beer a problem is because no Saint Tom Lefkam, there's another response in the context of scotch. Because even if it's true that it's no Saint Tom Lefkam in the scotch also, there's still a different difference between scotch and beer. Not only could be it scotch taste-wise, metzias-wise, it's no stamel shrach, there's another point that Nag Yehuda makes. In Tshuva, where was that? That was the first point, by the way, that it may be no stamel shrach. Nag Yehuda taught a slightly different case, but he seems to make that point in Nag Yehuda, Yordei Tinyan Simen Nun Ches. Both of these Tshuvas were in the Marmor Kamos. The Tinyana Kama is because there were two rounds of publishing of Nabi Yehuda's Tshuvas. There was the first round, Madura Kama. They published, Nabi Yehuda himself published Tshuvas and Archaim Yerdei Eben Ezra Shmashbot. That's Nabi Yehuda Kama. So you have Archaim Kama, Yerdei Kama, Eben Ezra Kama, Choshmashbot Kama. And then there was the second round of later in life. I think the second one may have been posthumous. It may have been the son published his father's later Tshuvas after father passed away. So in Tinyan, Yardei Tinyana, Simon and Ches, he already begins to make this point that it may be Nosan Tam Lo Shvach, and Yash, Yud Yud Shin, Yayin Sarov, is the way that Chorim referred to whiskey, fire one. And then Simon Samach Zayin, he points out, one second, Nosan Tam Lo Shvach, even if it is no sin tam lefgam, but the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that we explored when we were learning earlier in our Yerideya, no sin tam lefgam may not apply in a davar harav. And the Nod Yehuda thing, the point Magen Avraham may say that we see whiskey as a davar harav. So you have to, as we said, a b'liya that's in a ben yomo does make treif if it's going into a davar harav. That's why I have a fleishik knife that hasn't been used for a week, but I cut an onion with it, the onion became fleishik. Why? Either b'liya is in a ben yomo. Yeah, but it's going into davar harav. And so the Nod Yehuda says that may be relevant here also. Yeah, it's a no stam of gam, but it's going into the davar harif machil shvach. So those are two counters. You want to tell me that the wine barrels aren't a problem? No stam of gam. Number one, whiskey may be just from a flavor standpoint different, and no stam of shvach. Number two, because whiskey is a davar harif, we may ignore no stam of gam. Mashenken beer is not davar harif. Beer is a much much lower alcohol content. That's why the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Lamed Gimel said, by beer, we're not worried about the wine cask. Scotch is different. And then there's the other argument. The other argument is maybe it's mutter because it's batel b'shishim. Maybe the reason why we're not worried about the beer and the wine cask is because there's so little tam yayin. You have an enormous barrel of beer. How much yayin is there? It's batel. Question is that relevant by the sherry cask? So long articles, a very extensive write-up by one of the rabbis of the CRC, who actually details all of the extensive appendices, if you're interested. It's available online. You can find it very easily. He did, and he had long, long appendices of all of his factual research. So one of the many things he did is he actually figured out the volume of the cask itself and then the volume, the space of the contents. He demonstrates these casks, the sherry casks are incredibly thick, nowhere near bittul b'shishim. The amount of wine, the amount of scotch in a barrel is nowhere near 60 times as much as the volume of the barrel. As a matter of fact, I think it's not even four times as much, if I remember correctly. These barrels are very, very, very thick. Ah, you'll tell me... There is a discussion in Kuf Lamed Aleph and Hilchos Yayin, where the Rama was sending you to, the Rama and Shach, about how deep does the Tam Yayin even go in? Maybe it only goes in a Kedei Klipa. So the Shach says it goes in a Kedei Klipa if you left it there for a short period of time. But the Shach thinks that if you left the wine in long enough, then it's Nivla Bekulo. Once it's Nivla Bakula, there's no Shish, there isn't even Shesh. So all of these are reasons why the sherry casks are potentially problematic. All of these are why it's potentially problematic. Plus, we should note, in terms of the shishim issue, there's another point that the Ramah really raises in Se'evav. The Shulchan Aruch says in Se'evav, when you buy beer, you buy med from the Nachrim. Nowadays, Tzarek Lizar V'Livdok, maybe they did put in Shmarim Shal Yayin. And Ramah says, it depends on what the local recipes are. Is it darken b'kach or not? Then he says, if it's avidi l'taima, then bitl b'shishim doesn't even work. A flavoring agent, like an extract or a concentrate or spices. You have treif of spices. We don't say they're bitl b'shishim because they're extra strong. Bitl b'shishim is an assumption. When you're dealing with regular, typical foods, that if the shishim gets diluted by a 1 to shishim ratio, it does not know sintam. It's avidi l'taima. Then afilu be'elef l'batl. The Rambam quotes that in Sifvav, and that may be relevant here as well. As if they're doing this, if they're using the if they're using the if they're using the casks dafka because of the flavor that they add, so the discussion of bitl b'shishim is irrelevant because it's clearly a milsav yula time. They're using this as a flavoring agent. They're using this as a flavoring agent. Yeah. The discussion of is it lefgam or not seems to come up later in Siv Zayin as well. So Sifim Zayin Ches review what we already had spoken about in terms of the Yein Tapuchim. In terms of the Yein Tapuchim and the Dvash that you have to know, did they mix in wine or not? So the Shach there in Sivkan Yiral seems to raise this issue. Is the Lufkam, is not Lufkam, to figure out if the Lufkam or not, in different contexts it may be different. If someone has a Shulchan Aruch, if I could look on with you. So here you see Sif Zayin and Sif Ches, that quotes what we already saw. Alam Ates and Mem. But the Shemen, we don't have an Isser, we no longer have the Isser of Shemen Hakam. And Dvash Mishnah says Mutter. Assuming that, you're not worried about the flavor. That's what the Shach says here. But he has a whole debate in Sivkat Yiral. Sivkat Yiral, he has a whole debate about with the whole debate with the Lavush. Should I assume that if they heated water in a kli they previously used other things for, is it pogan? The Lavush says, yeah, you add anything to water, it makes it pogan. The Shach says, not so sure. If it's anything yomo, then it's pogan. But maybe add a little bit of a flavor into water and makes it kosher. Which again is raising this basic issue. You can't just assume that everything is a davar hapogim. And then let's wrap up with Seifim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Yud Aleph is the din of Murias, buying fish brine. Makam shadarker lo seis l'socha yain is aser. Im hay yain yakar me amurias, then it's mutter. If you why they may have added wine to the brine, it's a problem. But if brine is in an area where brine is cheap and wine is expensive, we're not so worried. Or the makam shein darker lo seis l'socha yain is mutter l'knosim. So what's going on here? So the Be'er Hagra explains the view of Sivkai and Chavzayin. Murius ol Nesar lagamre. Murius was not absolutely forbidden, like Givina or other things where there should Nesar b'minyan. It says, we have certain formal dinim drabbanim. We'll get to the issur of chalav and gvinim plineder starting next week in Siman Kuf Tezva. That's a formal dinim drabbanim. The Mishnah Laman Hey Sheicher is a formal dinim drabbanim. But stamaza, you have an item which may or may not contain wine. So there's no formalist. So you have to look at what the facts of the case are. And that's what he said. Gra is saying the lumdas very clearly. There was no formal issur in Murias. So you got to figure out if there's a concern of treif ingredients, there's a concern of treif ingredients. If there's no concern of treif ingredients, there's no concern of treif ingredients. You have to do your research. You have to know the local market. You have to know the local recipes. You have to know the local business pressures. You know, is the yayin b'yoker, is not yayin b'yoker? What's the derech? What's the local recipes? You have to figure out the matzias.
There's no chasnas.
Right. There's no chasas and there's no formal. Gvina, we'll see Gvina and Chalav. There, Chazal made an Isser of Chalav Akum. Why? Because they're concerned of admixture of treif and milk. They made a concern of Gvina. We'll have to see exactly what the the concern of admixture of some trade ingredients or another. So that's a formal din d'rabbanan. So then it's not so pasha. We'll see. I live in an area where I know the recipes for the gvinas kasher. It could be gvinas akum is still trade. A chazal made it, so gvinas akum is trade. End of story. But that those are specific items. We don't say stamas, everything is treif. Anything else, you have to know your local, you have to know what the phenomena are. And that's expressed very beautifully, finally, in the last sif. Here it's l'chumra. Harashba haya nizr mehakarkam, a particular spice that the Rashba avoided. Because b'chol ha'aretz ahiyo imazalfel av yayin harbin. Megama arvin b'chute basar yavish. The way it was produced in his country, in Spain, or I don't know if the karkum grew in Spain or it was coming through international trade routes, but wherever whoever was providing the karkum to the Rashba's area in Spain, there was a concern of yayin. There was a concern of, interestingly, adding small amounts of dried meat. I don't know if that was a preservative or they added flavor. I'm not sure why.
Bacos are presumably kosher, but that kind of thing. They put it in for flavoring.
Right. It could be. With a spice mix, a spice blend. That's true. Ayom Azes, spice blends almost invariably require hashkacha. Some pure spices do, some pure spices do not. But spice blends almost invariably require hashkacha because once it's a blend, who knows what they added, which is exactly what the Rashba was saying. What's interesting is the Rashba already is an example of something that for us is almost ubiquitous. The Rashba pointed out, here's one food item that the way the technology that they're now using has become more sophisticated and more opaque. And we can no longer assume that the karka we buy from the Goyim is, I know it's just pure spice. No. Nowadays they have all sorts of additives. So the Rashba pointed out, well, if Yud Aleph was a Kula, if Yud Beis is a Chumra, you have to know the facts on the ground. You have to know the reality of how the foods are being produced, what you have to be up to date in terms of state-of-the-art food technology. So that's why, if you look at Sif Sima Kuf Yudalid as a whole, right, the overall topic of Sif Kuf Yudalid is Mashkin Shal Akum. Now, it's not just talking about Mashkin, it's talking about some food items also, like this Karkom. But the point was, overall, Sima Kuf Yudalid Torah had two topics. Number one, there's a formal Dindrabanan of Sheikh Harakum that Davar Shem Minyan, as the Grub put it, unless it was a minute, but there's a formal category of Sheikh Harakum. And then, beyond that, even if it's not Sheikh Harakum, it's the basis. So, the other major topic of Sima Kuf Yudalid is when are you worried about non-kosher ingredients? And it would be remiss if I did not point out that one of the differences between the Mishnah and Lamed Hay, as the things you're not allowed to get from the Nachri, and the Mishnah on Lamed Tes, the items you are allowed to buy from the Nachri and eat, was on Lamed Hey, the Mishnah said, Kivashim Chedarkin Losel Sochi Yain V'chometz. Those pickled foods where they do often include wine, the recipe. Simon Lamed Tes, that's Aser. Lamed Tes was Kivashim Chedarkin Losel Sochi Yain V'chometz. Those pickled foods, they typically don't include wine in the recipe. So that's the Gemara is saying. Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch is saying, you have to know what the issues are. So that's the second topic of Yudalad. Which foods have a concern of non-kosher additives? B'tkufas Chazal was a short list. Because food technology was very straightforward. You lived in a particular area, and there were typically, there's only one recipe, maybe two or three, for how to produce any given food. Maybe in a different part of the world, they did it differently. But in the 100-mile radius around your house, you knew how they made tomato sauce. You knew how they made baked beans. You knew whatever it was. You knew how they made it. So certain items, there was a short list of items where there's a concern that the recipe may include yayin in a way that's not nosen tam lufgam. In a way that's not nosen tam lufgam. In a way that's not batel b'shisha. In a way, it's not a visual time. So there was a short list of items that it looks kosher, but you have to be worried about not trade for additives. But most of the time, that's what the second problem of Kofi Yudav. Which are the items where there's a concern of trade for additives? Bizman Azeh, that category has ballooned. Why? Why is it that nowadays, in other words, Simen Kuf Yudala, the second type of Kuf Yudala is which things require Hashkacha? Number one, beer is the Isser Sheikh Rakam, the base Hakam. Number two, which things require Hashkacha? Does beer require Hashkacha because they're mixing in the wine, yain, and shevin? Right? But in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, the items that required Hashkacha, short list. Nowadays, very long list. Nowadays, there's a short list of things that don't require Hashkacha. Extra virgin olive oil with no additives listed doesn't require Hashkacha. Water doesn't require Hashkacha. Coffee without flavor doesn't require Hashkacha. And there's a relatively short list of things that don't require Hashkacha. Certain dried fruits that are domestically produced, depends, you have to know which. Some dried fruits, there is a concern of trefus, even if there are no flavorings, but there's certain, if it's CRC has a list on the website, certain species of fruits, if they're dried, unflavored and dried domestically, you can buy without Hashkacha, right? But it's the default nowadays has flipped. The default nowadays, you do need Hashkacha. What flipped? Two things flipped. Number one, this issue, the technology has gotten so much more complex. They assumed, they knew most things didn't have anything added. They knew which things added. Nowadays, the technology is much more complex and much more opaque, and the equipment is interoperable. You could use the same canning equipment to can all sorts of foods. So, number one, many more foods have additives, and additives you don't necessarily recognize. Many more things are misavi l'taima, even if it's a very small amount. And we no longer assume that stam kelehim lav b'nei yoman, because in commercial food production, the equipment is being used all the time. And then there's the other angle also. In addition to Metzias has changed, there are many more additives and there are many more things that are available in Taima. And the Kalim tend to be B'nai Yoman. The other angle is that when there are kosher alternatives, so then for me to rely on Bittel is potentially my violation of Eimval Esach Afila. The only way to get whatever it is, the beer, is from the Nachrim. Yeah, we're by the Nachrim in this area. They all smear their barrels with a little bit of schmaltz. Rama says, Baltal Hashisha, no, it's Tam of Gam. Yeah, because that's your only option. I didn't do the Bittel. He did the Bittel. But if I can go to the store and get the item with Hashkacha that doesn't have rely on Bittel, or the item without a shot that relies on Bittel, I'm choosing to rely, I didn't do the Bittel, but I'm choosing to the item that relies on Bittel, that may also be a problem of Eim Elatzim Isser L'Chavchila. So that's the Lamasa Bizman Azeh of the second half of Kuf Yudal, the Sherry Cask issue in particular, and B'chal the issue of which foods require, the list of what requires Shachar and what doesn't, the same Yisodos as the Gemara Shulchan Aruch, but in a different realia, the application is different. So this completes Baruch Hashem our limud of Siman Kuf Yudalad. In the next couple of days, I'll put out Mar Makamos to begin Siman Kuf Tezvav, which is going to take us to world of Cholav and Gvina and Chema, and that will the next half of our summer's man dedicate to kashas of beverages and dairy.